So it all started a couple of years ago. Sarah was looking for love.
And I was.
She was on Match.com.
I was for like the fourth time. I've done them all. Match, eHarmony, what do you want? I got no shame.
And this guy sends her a message and he says, look, I know that I'm, you know, a little out of your parameters, but I think you're awesome. Listens to the show.
Yeah, because I had an age range that I had even lowered.
He's not old. He's just,
I had lowered my age range because I think at the time I had said like up to 45 or 47, but then I was getting messages from 60-year-olds. And I was like, well, I'm going to put this thing so low, so maybe the 60-year-olds will be discouraged from messaging me.
Right.
They were not. They don't care.
So this guy named Jay lives in Round Rock. Was like, hey, what's up?
What's up?
And Sarah and I remember it different ways. I remember it like this. I said, Sarah, who cares? You've got to go out with him. She remembers it as, who cares? I'm going to go out with him.
No, I'll tell you how I remember it.
Yeah,
I was on the phone with my friend at the time, and I was like, oh my gosh, this guy just sent me a message. And we started going through the pictures together, and I was like, oh, he's cute. And oh, look at his daughters. They're cute. And oh, he sent a nice message. I should write back. Then I came in the next day and told you.
Yes.
And I couldn't decide if he wanted to ask me out based off the messages he was sending me,
because
he was trying to feel me out. Whereas I was trying to feel him out, and then I got confused. I didn't know if he wanted to ask me out. And you then stepped in, and you were like, oh, my goodness, he wants to go out with
you.
Yeah,
of course
he
does.
You need to go out with him. That's
yes.
how I remember.
Oh, okay.
So you did help.
All right.
But you were like phase two.
Well, here's what it was. It was like all of these dudes that were ridiculous, either just goofy looking or writing just really awful things.
Yeah.
And then here comes this guy, and I know you remember, Alex. Jay was like, oh my God, not only does he look normal, like a regular guy, but he's saying the right things, and like he's not a creep, and he's not stupid, and like, yeah, that's what's up.
It's
yeah.
Like, oh,
so
okay.
Then Booker helped me write a message because I was like, you want whiskey? Beer or coffee?
Oh, is that what I said?
Yeah, and we wrote that. And then Jay thought I was trying hard. He's like, nobody drinks whiskey. No girl drinks whiskey. She's just saying that to
impress
me. But
you do drink whiskey.
But I do. And then that's what he'll always say is like, oh, dang, she impressed me.
So that's Sarah's story about how she met her now husband after years and years and years of dating.
Years and years and years.
But Sarah's dating diary continues because nobody knows more about dating than Sarah Osbourne. And coming up next, there are a lot of people that aren't quite as honest about how they met their spouse. And hear those great stories. They're good. Or their partner. Or the person that they're dating. Why people lie about who they're dating. We'll talk about it next on Mix.
From the mind of single expert Sarah Osbourne, here's Sarah's dating diary on Mix 94.7.
You know, normally I would talk about actively dating, but I can't really do that because no one should be actively dating in person right now because of coronavirus. And I just want to say, like, I feel really bad if you happen to have gone on a first date in the last couple weeks and you got really, really excited about somebody, maybe really put yourself out there to go on an online date, and now you can't see that person. This must be a really hard time because you can't go see that person again, and committing to FaceTime each other is weird. It's hard.
It's not enough. You want connection. You want skin feel touch, you know? My boy Carlos is dating right now, but he said that he knows so many girls on so many like social dating sites that want like a quarantine hookup to be quarantined with someone for a couple days. And he's like, I just can't take that chance because I don't know where they've been. I don't know them.
Yeah. Right, right.
It's like, I got to write this out. Yeah. And he said the struggle is real.
Yeah. And I feel really bad. I'm totally going off script right now because I'm just speaking from the heart. This is just all coming up right now. Talking to my girlfriend, Alexis, who's single living in Los Angeles. Everybody has their struggle right now. She's really sad because she is taking it very seriously, the quarantining. Good for her.
Yep.
So she's seen nobody over the past week and a half and is so jealous of people. I know right now, Booker and Alex, you're probably like, oh my God, the kids, my kids and my wife and my business every single day. I can't leave them. You know, she's like, I'm so jealous that you actually have interaction with other humans, whereas I have to stay in my place all by myself all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a struggle as a single girl out there.
Sure.
And I feel ya.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the dating diary today. I want to talk about why couples lie about how they met.
Okay.
Do you guys ever lie about how you met your wife?
Yeah.
Booker, I really probably don't even know the story of how y'all met. Do you lie about it?
No, I don't lie.
Y'all met in high school.
Yeah, she was younger than me, and I remember she had like a stain on her shirt, and I told her that I knew how to get that stain out.
She had a barbecue stain in her white t-shirt.
I mean, it's very Tim McGraw style, but and I ended up like getting it out for her, and like, yeah, I mean, it was stupid, but that's like the icebreaker.
Booker,
yeah.
do you lie ever about how you met your wife?
It's too boring of a story. So if I were to lie, I would make up something a little bit more exciting.
Okay,
so.
That makes sense. Well, a new thread on the anonymous Whisper app has couples sharing the reason why they lie about how they met, and some of the admissions are really funny. And if you want to share with us, you can email sarah@mix947.com, and I will repost those, and we can all read them and laugh. Anyway, one of them is, I met my husband on Craigslist. 8 years ago, I was lonely and put up an ad for a friend. Been inseparable since. However, we lie about how we met, as not a single soul knows.
Except for now.
I'm embarrassed. My child is the product of a Tinder hookup, so I lie about how we met.
That's funny. Mm-hmm.
We met in a freaky sex group on social media and lie and say we met at TGI Fridays, which, that's equally embarrassing. I would never admit that we met at TGI Fridays.
That's exactly how my wife and I met, in a freaky sex group. We say we met at TGI Fridays.
I thought you were going to say you guys were sharing the potato skins together an appetizer.
My wife and I lie about how we met. The truth is, I was her felony probation officer.
Is for real?
Yeah.
These are great stories, though.
I met my husband on Tumblr because we both had porn blogs. Wow. We lie to everyone except our close friends about how we met. It's just easier that way. Yep. Can you imagine meeting someone new and they're like, oh my God, you guys are such a cute couple. How'd you meet? Mm-hmm. Oh, we both had porn blogs.
That's funny.
She was my dominatrix.
Dude, that's awesome.
I lie about how I met my fiance because I met him in a hotel for a one-night stand kind of thing, but we ended up falling for each other. I feel like people, if they met on a one-night stand, are less likely to tell the truth. Right? I met my husband on Instagram. He slid into my DMs after I posted a half-naked picture of myself when I was wasted. We always say we met at yoga class, though.
These are all great, like, movies, like, ready to be made. Yeah. I mean, seriously, the thing is, there's nothing wrong with these. I would share these stories if this is how I met my wife.
Well, how did you meet? If you have anything interesting you want to secretly share with us, I can keep your name off of us. Text us at 51993. That's my dating diary.